do your journals. I did my journal yesterday. I happened to be down in Charleston at the Co-Cathedral, and so I did my journal in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And if you guys read the beginning of the book, it said to underline things. So like pretty much everything from yesterday was underlined. But I just want to read that to you because it's a really good introduction. St. Francis Cabrini once exclaimed, "Oh, if only devotion to the Holy Spirit inflamed the world, then should we see the face of the earth renewed and faith and love would triumph." We are called to surrender to the Holy Spirit together for the sake of the whole world. And the scripture was from Romans 8, 26 to 27. In the same way, the Spirit also comes to help us, weak as we are. For we do not know how we ought to pray. The Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees into our hearts, knows what the thought of the Spirit is, because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of his people and in accordance with his will. So, yeah, do your journals. So this is my first Life in the Spirit seminar, but one or two, I think it was last year, I went to week five, I went to baptism in the Spirit. And like Irene said, when I was in my mother's womb, she was baptized in the Spirit. But last year was the first time that I myself was baptized in the Spirit. And actually, Irene was praying over me, so she was the first person. So I had a really, really awesome God experience. I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with TEC, but it's an acronym for Teens Encountering Christ. And I was talking to one of my friends, and we were just talking about our God experiences, and she described one of her God experiences as a kiss on the forehead, and I now describe this experience as a kiss on the forehead, because a kiss on the forehead can be from a father to a daughter, a brother to a sister, or a lover to another lover. And God is all those things. So actually, a lot of people that were here were actually at Tech 39 this past July. Mr. DeGeorge is one of those people, and he said he wanted to know what all my crying was about. So here you go, Mr. DeGeorge. So I journaled about my experience the next day, and so I'm going to be reading this word for word. I apologize if that bores you. But so Tech 39, Father Becke was the spiritual director. On the day of the last Mass, before communion, Father Becke told us to pray for something extraordinary. I pray for a Mass conversion, and if not a conversion, a deepening of faith. After communion, Father laid his hands on the candidates and said that the team members could follow after. However, we were supposed to pray for the Holy Spirit to descend. He was praying over a woman, and right as I opened my eyes and stopped singing, he rebuked the spirit of fear. I began to weep bitterly. Surrounded by my Tech family, I eventually composed myself. Although he wasn't praying over me, the spirit of fear has haunted my life for as long as I can remember. I went to be prayed over with tears still in my eyes. Father Becke told me I would be a prophet, a spreader of the word. I laid in the spirit at this point. Father continued to pray over me and said I would be a healer. My hands will be used to heal. He then made the sign of the cross on both of my hands. When he let go, I had a tingling sensation from the tips of my fingers to my elbows, almost as if they were asleep. I could barely move them. And after I got up, Father Becke asked me to pray over him, and it felt really natural to me. So that's my little story on receiving God's gifts. And the first thing I want to point out is, I had freedom through all of that. God still gave me that awesome freedom. You know, it was my fear. I mean, you know, I said the spirit of fear haunted me. It was my fear that I wouldn't have control over myself, that, you know, I wouldn't be me. And that's definitely not the case. I mean, I could have stopped crying. I would have taken a lot, but I could have done it. I chose to be prayed over. I was open to going out in spirit. And all these things, I still have that beautiful, wonderful freedom that God promises us. So I was, you know, I was thinking about my talk the other night, and God gave me the image of the Eucharist. After this happened to me, I kept looking at my hands, and I was like, these hands, Like, these are the same hands that I used to write my essays, to hit my little brother, to play the piano, to, you know, they're just hands. I mean, they're the same hands that you have. You know, God has no hands but ours, so my hands are your hands. And so God gave me this image of the Eucharist, and I was a little bit confused because I was like, no, I have no comparison to the Eucharist. but on Sunday, doesn't heaven come down and kiss that altar and transform it into something so much more? Didn't God kiss me on the forehead that day? Again, I'm no comparison to the Eucharist. But if God can do it to me, God can do it to you. You know, my hands are still hands. You know, they still look like hands, and they still have all the same lines. But God made them so much more. He made them what he wanted to make them. You know, the Eucharist, with the exception of a few Eucharistic miracles, is still in the form of bread, and it's still in the form of wine, but God makes it so much more. So, I have a Bible passage, 2 Corinthians 3, 15 and 18. It's in the New Testament after 1 Corinthians, and it's before Galatians, I believe. So that's 2 Corinthians 3, 15 and 18. To this day, in fact, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, as from the Lord who is the Spirit. As soon as I got rid of that veil that was over my heart, I was transformed. There was, you know, I wasn't putting that blockage on God anymore. I was just open to him. You know, I made myself naked so that he could clothe me with what he wanted to. I didn't have anything else, no attachments. So wherever you're at with this story, I mean, maybe if you heard this and you're like, wow, I don't want that at all. God bless you. That's okay. If you heard this and you're like, okay, I want that, but I don't want it to be that dramatic, that's okay. God bless you. If you want exactly what I had, that's awesome. God bless you. Wherever you're at with this, it's fine, because God's going to love you wherever you're at. You don't have to be at the same place as the person beside you. You can be wherever you're comfortable at. So the moral of the story is to be open to the Holy Spirit. Let him make your hands his hands, your feet his feet, your words his words, and your heart his heart. Thank you.